I remember when I was a child, the excitement of expectation when Aunt Liz and Uncle Carl or Grandma or Grandpa would come to visit. And suddenly the expected guests would arrive and there would be all this fanfare and fuss. Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, you've been there. It happens in your house too, you know. And we all know that thrill of expectation when we were kids and some special guest came to the house. And also the thrill of expectation we have when loved friends come to visit us today. We wait for them with joyful expectation. And that's the feeling that the people had in our gospel today. They were in expectation, questioning whether the Christ, whether John the Baptist was the Christ. And John would get them worked up even more by telling them and describing them to them someone who was mightier than he who was coming. And that's at least the feelings that we should have at the prospect of Jesus coming into our lives. Excitement, expectation. Now, the visits that we used to get so excited about when we were kids, or the visits from people that we love who come to see us now, very often they're ephemeral. Certainly those visits come to an end. But the scriptures tell us today that the Christ, for whose arrival John the Baptist got the people who hung around him so juiced up about, that he has already come to us. In fact, he's here to stay. And so the prophet Zephaniah proclaims, "Your God is here with you." And St. Paul says today, "The Lord is at hand." He's that close. He's at hand. So what does that mean for us? Well, again, the prophet Zephaniah tells us. He says, "Rejoice and exult with all your heart. Have no fear." And St. Paul emphasizes, rejoice. And then he says, I tell you again, rejoice. Have no anxiety about anything. And if we know Jesus, we know that is true. We know that we are watched over by the one we love and who loves us. We know that if we have given our lives to Jesus, if we keep nothing of ourselves from him and keep nothing for ourselves, if we have true faith, then the word anxiety is robbed of its meaning. And if we don't know Jesus like that, if we haven't come to know him, then now, this season of Advent, is the time for us to repent, like the people who came to John did. That is, to turn from the sins and attachments that keep us in bondage to fear and turn towards Christ. That's repentance. And if we repent, it prepares us for Jesus' baptism, which is a baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the love that the Father has for his beloved Son, and the love that Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, has for his Father. And it is a love that is so intense that from all eternity, it is a person itself in the Holy Trinity. That's how intense that love is, that it is a divine person. And when we repent, and then Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. In other words, that Holy Spirit comes to dwell within our hearts. and allows us to share in the divine life and the divine love that's swirling around in the Holy Trinity. And that's why St. John of the Cross could write in his spiritual canticle to those who have repented and who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. He writes this. He says, "There is reason for you to be elated and joyful in seeing that all your good and hope is so close as to be within you, or better, that you cannot be without him." And what else do you search for outside when within yourself you possess your riches, delights, satisfaction, fullness, and kingdom, your beloved whom you desire and seek? Be joyful and gladdened in your interior recollection with him, for you have him so close to you. Also, for those who repent, John the Baptist says, Jesus baptizes with fire. Now, what is fire but what warms us? And we all know how joyful it makes us feel when in our own home or in someone else's home, someone builds a fire and everyone gathers around the hearth. It just makes everybody feel good. It warms us, fire warms us, and gives us joy. And so that's why St. Francis of Assisi prays God for Brother Fire in his Canticle of Brother Sun. He said, "Be praised, my Lord, for Brother Fire, by whom you give us light at night, and he is beautiful and merry and mighty and strong." You know, our world is so cold and filled with so much violence and darkness. It needs people who know Emmanuel, whose hearts and minds are in Christ Jesus and thus kept in the peace of God which passes all understanding. It needs those who have no anxiety because they trust the one who is so close to them. It needs those who have confidence that the Lord, their mighty Savior, is at hand. It needs those who are fire in this world, who are light at night, who are merry and strong to lift up those who are in misery. In other words, it needs people of true faith who live with the one who has already come. Amen.